Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hello, you guys. You know, I do podcasts once in a while. And I do them on Twitter once in a while. You know, I've been doing it for a podcast for a long time, Dove Knight. I'm sad to say that this is live broadcast, if you hear me, or taped. It's going to be on Twitter. It's going to be on Spotify. It's about, you know, when I looked up this morning, I saw Dove Knight Musical Artist, and it had on Google a picture of a man that looks like, I think he's on Lincoln. It had a gown, a black gown, and he looked Arab or Latin. This was probably done by some naysayers to fool people and so on, because that's not me. As I said before, Dove Knight, you see on Twitter, is the guy, the black guy, the fixated picture, special effects with the sunglasses. That is truly who I look like. I look totally different from the, when you type up musical artist, you see a stranger with black and red and so on, you know, gown. That's not me. He's still holding a University of Northridge gown. Well, as I said before, this is why I write stuff on tweets, and this is why I talk about people who are dream killers, you know? You know, I have a talent to write music, and I have a talent to do things, and I'm in the industry, and unfortunately, the reason why this has happened is because I have some naysayers who don't want me to try to undermine my potential to succeed in the music industry. I told you you can contact me at doveneedslove22@doveneedslove22 Twitter. This is where I wrote and released the song I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True. And I talked about this in songs and talked about all the time about naysayers. I have some crazy person or people who simply around me who I don't know them at all who want to undermine my potential. And I told you that it was a situation where they don't like that my music is out there. They also have made statements that they use my music without authorization. And, you know, I had to talk to BMI Broadcast Incorporated this morning about it. And, you know, my song is registered, and I am the only one who owns it. I have it copyrighted. So I don't want to talk about that no more, but I have to, because this is another indication where some individuals don't like that I'm in the spotlight or in the music industry and don't want to undermine it. One of them even mentioning some person named Kazuma who I jammed with a long time ago, say it was his gig. I mean, that was sick. That's a crazy mentally ill person, you know. First of all, I have not played with Kazuma in so many years, and he was not interested in being a professional. But at the same time, it's about going for dreams, and it's about being respectful of other people, and I'm dealing with people who are simply jealous of that, and they were jealous of my ambitions. Again, that's why I talk about, you know, stay away from dream killers, stay away from sociopaths, stay away from criminals. They love to take away people's dreams. And me being in the spotlight or having aspirations, these people come around to want to undermine it because of their lack of control of their lives and their inability to stop doing bad things because they don't like themselves. And it's, the answer to that is they need to seek hospitalization or some kind of counseling, because I don't know them very well. You know, as I said before, I don't deal with people who have illnesses, but these people have illnesses because they're strangers. They lived in my neighborhood, and they don't like, or they have said they were envious. My stance is they should not be envious. They can make their dreams come true. They can write their own music. They can do things. They need to do it legally. And don't try to hurt me because I have aspirations. But, you know, it's about that. It's about just being positive, but also being protective of myself. So if you dial Dove Knight Musical Artist and you see a guy in a gown, that is not me. That was somebody perpetuated a false image to undermine people, to fool people who what I look like. And I bring this up because this happens all the time of when people who have, antisocial tendencies. And, you know, it's a reminder that I have to continue with my dreams. I have to continue with my aspirations. I have to do what I need to do, and I have to tell the truth. So I mentioned this before about individuals who love to tear people down who have dreams. As they say, they talk about how big I am, or they make up stories like I can't be in the industry, I'm too fat, I'm too poor, I'm too this, you know, I don't listen to that. So if you have any questions, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter, at DoveNeedsLove 22 Twitter. And, you know, my songs are part of a process that I have been going on for a very long time when I made music. So I paid my dues so many years in doing music. I actually am an African-American man, Dove Knight. Me is black. I have black glasses and I have a hat. That is the portrayal of what I look like. I have looked like that on stage, but I took off my glasses sometimes when I'm on stage. If people wondering who I am or what I am, please be aware that they are false images or could be false allegations about me out there. If you don't know who Dove Knight is, you can look it up. You look at the album. The album cover is Dove Knight, and then the name of the album is Legacy and Beyond. Goodbye for Now. That album has been released. There's also Hollywood Dreams Part 2. Has a greatest sense of my songs. And, you know, being the indie artist, it's been a joy to do. However, if anybody has any dreams out there, continue to go for them. As I said before, these people want to undermine my success and my chance to succeed, and which for no reasons other than jealousy. And I can't deal with somebody like that if I have a talent or if I have a goal to be somebody or if I want to do the right thing and someone simply want to stop that parade simply because of their plot or animosity or jealousy or, you know, and I don't need that. That's why I always talk about in my podcast about themes just keeping away from negative people because negative people, criminals, narcissists, sociopaths bring about negative consequences. I don't hang out with bigots. I don't hang out with people who use religion to hurt people or anything negative. I always hang out with positive people who are out front, honest, and know how to respect people. I told you I dealt with some of the most, people who lack control, and it's about me being positive. That's why I write songs. That's why I talk on podcasts, because I had to keep talking about these issues in order to do what I need to do. Now, with other, you know, it's important that for songwriters or musicians out in Hollywood, one of the reasons why there's been a struggle to make it is, and I'm going through it, is because of people trying to undermine my potential. As I said before, those allegations, if you hear any allegations about my music, you should contact me directly. You need to know who Dove Knight looks like and where Dove Knight can be found. Because false allegations that Dove Knight signs this away, Dove Knight, so that is not true. I didn't sign anything away. I did not use it for anything, broadcast or anything. It's just been released. I am considering that. If people ask permission to me directly, if they talk to the real Dove Knight, because there were even allegations, which I mentioned, that they someone impersonated me or said something, you know, and I don't need to deal with that, you know, because I'm not that big of a star, really. I mean, I'm an aspiring star, but I am in the YouTube and got that song so all over. But I do own no songs. And, you know, it's about being positive, but it's also telling people the truth and also being aware to stay away from dream killers. I have to always stay away from dream killers. It's important that I do that because dream killers can hurt people. And it's so hard to go for dreams. It's so hard to be a good person or a respectful person. Because, you know, from my experience, since I was born, you know, and grew up until now, I experienced and saw the dark side of life through people and images that taught me that I had to be good. But it also gave me the inspiration to write and sing about these things, which came about from those experiences. So it's important that I tell you who I look like and what I am and tell you the truth and talk about these things because of what I experience. Well, it's not fair for anyone to try to hinder or take my dreams away because, or try to hinder my potential in the music business or try to hinder my potential to be a lawyer or anybody because of self-centered or dangerous motives. It's not fair. That's evil. So it's important that I mention that I am much different looking. So if you dial Duff Knight Musical Artist on Google, you will not see the real Duff Knight unless you see some, if I'm wearing sunglasses and pixiated face and you see Duff Knight, the signature next to my face, that's who I look like. I do not look, I am not in a graduation gown. And you know, and that was done by some naysayer or some dream killer. We need to stay be careful that these people who do these things are negative. They love to hurt people, and we need to stay away from them, and they should not be walking around good, decent people like you and me. That's why I wrote the song, I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. Here it is. I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. I love to do it, and I love to also make demos. I was on compilations. I did it all. And the struggles to be in the industry was so profound, you know, coming out here and struggling and still having the aspects of the effects of all that struggle in me on a daily basis. As I got older, I had to do other things, but the effects of that made me stronger and made me more positive that I at least did all those years of doing something positive, singing and writing music, rock and pop music. And it's been released to you. And that's why I have so much respect for other artists. And I know someone who's a songwriter, and I have so much respect. And I always say nice things to him. But I also, you know, he's with Broadcast Music Incorporated as well, BMI. And I always give him such accolades and respect. And, you know, that's the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I'm a good person. I always respect people. But at the same time, I know that I can't be naive in a world where vultures can come about. And I cannot believe that I attracted the attention on me because the truth is I am just a little tiny artist, yes, aspiring. I got some fame. But I don't think I'm that famous, you know. But when someone doesn't want me to go to the next level or for no reason and they don't really know me or try to hinder my progress in life, try to hinder me from getting that American dream, not just in music, but in other factors because of jealousy, animosity, some mental health issues, because these people have mental health issues. And it's important that people who have mental health issues do evil things, some of them. And I keep away from that. I don't hang around with people like that. That's why I talk about it. And I try to be very careful what I say. Because at the same time, when I talk about these things, the objective is to be honest. But some people responded to me saying that I was being negative. And I'm not being negative. I'm just telling like it is. So if you see Google, you dial Dove Night Musical Arts, and you see a guy in a CSUN, California State University gown. I hope it's taken down. That's not me. If you see me on an album cover, if you see me on Twitter, if you see me on LinkedIn with a picture of the sunglasses, you can also see me on my I Really Want to Get to Know You video, and I'll put that on Twitter. I Really Want to Get to Know You video. You'll see me at the end of the video, and I wear a glitter hat and sunglasses. I'm the same person, but without all the makeup. And, you know, you see me briefly. You can see me that video, I Really Want to Get to Know You, which just has the song, I Really Want to Get to Know You. Before. And yes, I can be fat or skinny. If I'm big or tall, whatever, that should not matter. Well, you know, as I mentioned before, what I should be in the industry or not, those are negative things. There are people of all shapes and sizes in the industry. But, you know, that's where it is. So you heard that song, I Really Want to Get to Know You, and you'll see me in that video. It would be on Twitter. It's on Vivo, you know. It's been out for a while, so I wanted to let people know. If you have any questions about what I say or concerns about what I have said, then you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter, at OVENEEDSLOVE22 Twitter. You can send me a tweet. You can also find me. There's also a website of my videos. So you can go to Twitter. If you go to Twitter, the real Dr. Dove Knight, official professional, at Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter. I am the real Dr. Dove Knight because I do have a doctorate. Yes, I'm an aspiring person. You can go to Dove Knight at GoDaddySites.com. I put that on Twitter, too. It's on Twitter. It's on my profile. And you can look at my videos. You can look at me. You can look at the video. So you can look at things like that, too. That's what it's about, you know. You can press listen, and then you can see... You can see the different Vivo videos and that I made. So it's on the profile with Dove Knight, the real Dr. Dove Knight, official professional, at Dove Needs Love 22. You'll see me with the glasses. That is who I look like. But again, I am, you know, I'm very nice. I'm a nice person, but I have to tell the truth. But it is not fair for me or anybody to endure harassment or targeting by strangers who are not well or have a dark side simply because they're jealous or want to undermine my potential to succeed in this lifetime. That is so evil. And yes, it happens all the time. I don't like to be the plot of someone who want to tear me down simply because I have a dream. Or have aspirations, and simply because I have a talent, and neither should you. So that's why I talk about these things, because I experienced it so many times, in my life. So I had a very tough life in that regard, but I came out of it very stronger and aware that life is full of roses, and despite some of the thorns that are out there, I still believe that the world is a great place, and there are way more good people than bad people. But I have to tell you what my experiences is, because I experience stuff that no one should experience. I try to be positive and try to tell people the truth about what I am doing, because they have to know where I stand. And, you know, when I'm dealing with a stranger who I don't know in my neighborhood, or come around and you know, coming and trying to get into my business or trying to undermine me for no good reason, something is wrong with this picture. The reason why that has happened is because I'm in the limelight. I guess doing podcasts, having music, that's the bad side of having a little celebrity. But yes, so I have to talk about it. I'm okay. I'm okay to let you know that you can contact me about anything. If you have any concerns about what I've said or what I have said in this podcast, you can go to the Real Dr. Dove Knight, official professional at Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter, and you can send me a tweet. If you can't do that, you can contact, you know, where I do these podcasts, and you could you can find me. And remember, every one of us are good on this planet. There's goodness, and we should concentrate on goodness, not the badness. But sometimes badness is so profound and acute and so outrageous that it has to be talked about, because it's not fair. And what I experience in my life and with these people is not fair. It's something wrong with the system if these people should not be coming over here doing that. You know, if I knew them directly or something like that, and something going on directly, and I did something to them, while still it's bad, then perhaps it'd be somewhat understandable, but still not good. But I don't even know these people. And that is the sad truth, how if you aspire to be somebody, or if you're an entertainer like me, if you have talent as a musician, or if you're intellectual, or if you want to be somebody on this planet, you got people who are trying to undermine it or try to stop you or try to antagonize you simply because of jealousy or some sociopathy or some sickness, and that's not fair. And I bring that up again last time because of that picture. But in spite of it all, I am okay. And I love to talk about positive things. I prefer to talk about positive things. But because of being a truthful individual and to be healthy, I had to talk about everything that I see reason to talk about, to get it out from under the rug in order for me to be cleansed and to stay healthy. Meaning I had to talk about the truth, I had to tell the truth, the good and the bad, but mostly good, in order to be happy, because I'm a happy person. And that's why I used to say all of the time, may all your wishes and dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. But in order to be happy, we have to tell the truth. We have to straighten it out, because some things don't make sense. But one thing does make sense is go for your dreams. Don't let dream killers take it away. And I can't let dream killers take my dreams away because of their sickness or their inability not to mind their business, which is a sign of someone's mental problem. You know, something is wrong with that situation. It's for a mental health professional to take care of for them, or a police department, not for me to deal with. And nobody should deal with that. So with that, let's be positive. Let's be truthful. And again, if you have any questions, contact me. And you have a good day. Good day, good night. From Dove Knight.